Hey Hackers, today's episode is about the breath and what you can do with it, and a way that I have been using just my breath to release tension. So we will play the intro and then I will show you how we do it. I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. So I only learned this a few weeks ago. I was at a workshop. A friend of mine's house. He offered to do a really cool workshop with me, with his partner. And in the workshop, one of the things that he got me to do was some breathing exercises. And quite interestingly, just over the last couple of weeks, or probably just the last week actually, I've been feeling a bit stressed out, and I have noticed that my body straight away starts to do that breathing technique that he taught me. So I really believe that once you unlock something, then you know, your body knows it, and then your body wants to, like, your body knows, and your body knows what you need. It's like when you do a regular yoga practice, it's like your body knows how to move to support itself, and it knows how to stretch and everything. It knows, it just intuitively knows. Interestingly enough, my friend's business is called Intuitive Breakthroughs. So interesting. Okay, so let's do it. Okay, so when you breathe in, what you need to know is when you breathe in, you're filling up your belly with air. So when you breathe in, your belly should fill up and push out, because it's getting all filled with air. Some people, when they breathe in, they suck in their belly button to their spine, and that's not the way that we're going to do it, okay? That's actually kind of suffocating, but that's another thing for another day. But today, I'm just going to tell you that when you breathe in, I want you to feel your whole belly. So to help this, you might want to put a hand on your tummy just so you can feel the movement, just to get used to it. Sometimes it's interesting. Breathing is something we do all the time, but we aren't doing it properly. And I remember when I was in grade 7, a music teacher said, when we're kids, one of the reasons we have so much more energy is not because we're just younger. It's because we breathe differently when we're children. We breathe with our whole diaphragm. We breathe in and bring all the air into the bottom of our belly, and our belly expands, and then you breathe out with your whole belly. Whereas now, as you grow up, you learn to breathe a different way, which is so interesting. But if you were to keep a hand on your belly, you would know that your belly hardly moves throughout the day while you're breathing. And so that is one reason why we don't have as much energy as we do when we're kids. So that's a little hack right there. You could unlock some more energy by breathing properly, breathing into your diaphragm. Okay, so this is best to do standing up, this exercise. So stand up, breathe in through your nose or your mouth. It doesn't really matter too much. Just breathe in and feel your tummy expand. And then when you're breathing out, I want you to not just let it come out easily, but open your mouth and push it out, so you make a sound as you push out the breath. So but don't just breathe until you feel all the air gone. Just keep pushing it out. There's like a tiny little bit. That's that stagnant air in your body. That's what's getting you stuck. That's going to keep you in the same place. So we've got to move that stagnant air. And it can help by moving yourself at the same time. Like if you're standing up, Bend forward as you breathe out. Sorry, breathing in and out. Get every last bit of that stagnant air out of your body. So what helps, it really helps to move that air if you open your mouth wide and you push it out and you make the sound. And then for those little bits that you're still trying to get out, because you're, if you're bending over when you do this, it's really helping that stuck air move out of your tummy, out of your body, up and out, up and out. So you might feel a little bit weird doing this, so it's fine to do that in private, out of any curious eyes, because it does, like, I was embarrassed to be doing it just in front of Steve, and even though he's doing it too. So to add to the weirdness, you could stick your tongue out as well while you're breathing out. And pretend you're a lion. In one of the yoga instructors I follow on YouTube, Yoga with Adrienne, do yourself a favor and check her out. But Yoga with Adrienne, sometimes she talks about the lion's breath. And what you have to do is, like, breathe in and then stick your head up. Oh, stick your head. So your head is out. Your head is out normal, right? And then you open your mouth and you stick your tongue out and you put your eyes up. You kind of look towards the ceiling as you exhale. And to me, I was spooked when I first saw that, because I thought that's so weird and new agey and whatever. But it feels really good to do it, and it's really healing just to get that out. And also you feel a bit silly and ridiculous, so it makes you laugh, so it's pumping some endorphins all at the same time. So I just wanted to share that with you, because I feel like, because my body's starting to ask for that now that I know about it, I know that it knows that's what I need. And if you are, like, it's crazy and it sounds so simple and corny, but just focusing on your breath when you're feeling stressed or you're feeling tired, it changes everything. You have so much, there's so much power in the breath. Different things you do with it can give you confidence, can make you calm, can get you in the zone, can take you different spaces. One of the things that we did on the day was I had to do this breathing nonstop, like that. Really fast breathing for like 10 minutes. I kid you not, my top lip was numb, it couldn't move, but it really got, it was crazy what happened. So there's a lot of power in your breath, and I've given you a tool now that you can use for when you're feeling stressed, or if you're feeling stuck. Even I've been feeling a little bit stuck lately, like, what's going on in my life, what the heck is going on, Belle? And just that could be from stuck energy in my body, because I've been learning a lot. So if it's not being used, though, it gets a bit stuck. So I need to move that energy and help it go to the places it needs to be, and help myself learn it better and start to use those tools. So this breath exercise is a really useful tool to have in times of stress or just feeling stuck. This is an amazing tool, and I encourage you to use it whenever you feel the need. Do it in the privacy of your own home if you feel like it, or do it in front of your co-workers. Give them a laugh, make them think that you're mental, whatever you feel like doing. But heck, is that's all for me tonight. I hope you've got a lot out of this. I hope that you will use it. I don't know what I sounded like on this podcast. I feel like it'd probably be weird to hear someone breathing out, but it is what it is, and I do this stuff for you guys. So peace. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.